我们现在要来学习哈，当我们碰上不公平待遇的时候，要怎么办
？We will now learn what we can do when we are treated unfairly.
我们神啊是伸冤的神。
Our God is a God who avenges.
啊，请看诗篇的九十四篇。
Let's read Psalm 94.
诗篇九十四篇。
Psalm 94.
第一节。
Verse 1.
94:1. 被压迫被欺负人的心声。
This is a cry of those who are oppressed.
那第一个他承认主就是伸冤的神。
First, he says, God is the one who avenges.
那第二个他就也是会有一点不能够理解，有点伤心说恶人夸胜要到几时呢？
Second, he asks, how long will the wicked triumph?
所以有些说一直被欺负，一直被欺负，忍耐也是有限度的。
When someone is bullied, they only can endure for so long.
伸冤，我们看这个冤哈，冤就是无故受到指责或是处分。
This means that this person is wrongfully accused.
那冤按照这个中文字就是一只兔子被关在笼子里头。
In Chinese character, it is a rabbit trapped in a cage.
你看这个冤冤深冤。
The word vengeance is a
请用到第一节就是四篇的第一节。
In verse 1.
这个冤你看冤是不是有一些兔子在里头
When someone is wrong.
兔子被关在里头。我要没有拖出你的这个萝卜你把我关起来。
A rabbit didn't steal the carrot, but it is trapped.
好冤枉啊
He is treated wrong.
那伸呢？伸就是把手伸直啊，把手伸直。
And when you avenge, you stretch out your arm in Chinese.
所以伸的意思是扩大啊。你看，伸的话就是扩大我的范围啊。本来我只是在这里，但是我把手伸的话就是扩大这个地方啊，扩大范围。
In Chinese, it means that you expand your personal space.
所以伸冤整个意思就是说要扩大调查，要查个清楚啊。扩大调查。
In Chinese, to avenge means to investigate.
在扩大办案好像现在很热门这个通俄门是不是这个白宫里头有没有人这个通俄国这个案件呢？现在独立检察官他要查个清楚，伸冤要扩大。
It's like the government right now is investigating the Russian scandals.
所以伸冤的神一旦我们把这个案子交给神的话，那神他就会去办，而且要办得很仔细要办得很仔细，要扩大看看谁是好人谁是坏人。
This means that when we hand over the case to God, God will investigate and judge.
那在审判当时就是在案子已经到检察官那里那这个承案件的人 就要怎么样，能不能再讲话呢？就不能再讲话，因为已经把案子交给检察机关了。
When you hand over the case, you cannot talk because the attorney will handle it.
因为我们把案子给他们，就表示我们信任他们，我们信任他们，我们全权把所有的事情，我们就交给检察机关去办理的。
When we give them the case, we give them our full trust.
所以那个时候我们就不适合再说话。
So it's inappropriate for us to speak then.
因此我们就是有一个概念假如我们要把这个事情交给神的话，那我们就不要再说话。
So we have to have this concept of if when we give something to God, then we should not speak.
假如你要这个信心把这个案子交给神的话，就不要再抱怨，不要说他怎么样？你看他很没良心怎么样？什么话都不用说。
When we entrust it to God, we should not complain.
那这里说恶人夸胜要到几时呢
？Here it says, how long will the wicked triumph?
所以欺负我们的人总是有些时候说话会夸胜的。
So the oppressors, they will have some victory.
我们看当时犹太人啊，被敌人欺压，他们也是无力反击啊。
When the Jewish were oppressed, they cannot fight back.
那只得靠神啊，就伸冤，向神伸冤了。
They can only cry out to God.
啊，虽然他们说啊，我们要忍耐，要忍耐到几时呢
？They said, "How long will we have to endure?"
但是神呢、啊，一定会伸冤的。
But God will avenge.
所以圣经就告诉我们呢、啊，不要为自己伸冤。
And Bible tells us that we should not avenge for ourselves.
什么叫做不要为自己伸冤呢
？What does that mean?
就是不要以自己的手段啊来报复。
To not use our own ways to take vengeance.
啊，私下报复。
And to take vengeance in private.
啊，这个是不可以的。
That's not allowed.
因为假如私下报复的话，那你就会用自己的方法，自己好像在当检察官一样，自己当审判官呢、啊。
Because that's as if you're being the judge yourself.
那这样子也是不公正啊。
Then who is unjust?
所以我们只要是想要自己来伸冤的话
，So if we avenge for ourselves,
那我们一生内心也是充满着这个很负面的情绪，会抱怨的情绪啊。
We are filled with negative emotions.
我们会变得哈越说越生气。
Then we'll become more and more angry.
那到后来会变成公说公有理，婆说婆有理。
In the end, everyone will tell their own stories.
到最后呢，会模糊焦点，不晓得对跟错的。
And you cannot
谁是对，谁是错。
You cannot tell who is right or who is wrong.
那有些时候真的是没办法，我们自己啊去跟对方和解，对方不理会的。
Sometimes we cannot. There is no choice, and the other side does not understand.
我们不是恐吓对方，我们就是好话说尽。
We're not threatening them, but we've already say all the good things we can.
啊，你当时欺骗我啊，能不能够把这个文件再改一改呀、啊、
？You lied to me, but you cannot change the documents.
那对方不听啊。
The other side does not listen.
那害得我们要遭受财务上损失啊。
In the end, we lose out on money.
啊，那个时候要怎么办
？What can we do then?
啊，请看罗马书。
Let's read Romans.
罗马书十三章。
Romans chapter 13.
罗马书十三章第四节。
Romans 13 verse 4.
罗马书十三章第四节，因为他是神的用人，是与你有益的。你若作恶，却当惧怕，因为他不是空空的佩剑，他是神的用人，是伸冤的啊，刑罚那作恶的。所以这里告诉我们哈，假若哈我们不能够私下用好意，对方也不接受。
If In private, we cannot make a deal.
那我们又眼看到这个蒙受到很大的损失啊。
And we will lose out on a lot.
那怎么办呢
？What can we do?
我们可以向执法机关来申诉啊。
We can report it.
因为这里说啊，这些执法机关、这些佩剑的呢，他们是神用人呢、啊。
Because those who execute laws are ministers of God.
那他们存在的目的呢，就是要惩罚这些作恶的。
And the purpose is to punish the evil.
要伸张正义的
，to exercise justice，
要替这些软弱的人来伸冤呢、啊、
，and to avenge those who are oppressed，
因为恶人讲话总是比较大声的、啊、
，because the evil usually speaks louder，
好像大声的话就赢啊
，it's as if the louder one wins。
那基督徒又不愿意把事情闹大
，and usually Christians don't want to make a big deal。
所以我们只能够按照政府的法律哈啊，循着正常的管道来。解决啊
！So we can only follow the law.
啊，这个是可以的哈。
That's allowed.
那当时大概我还在当，大概大学毕业以后当兵的时候。
After I graduated from university, I was in the military.
啊，那时候啊，我们以前我的爸爸哈有一块地啊，那因为我一个叔叔啊，啊，他很早就过世了，所以就把那一块地啊，就给我的叔叔啊，他们去耕种。那当时的条件是说哈，等到叔叔的孩子们都结婚长大以后，那这个地呢就要归还给我们。
And my uncle has a piece of land.
不是我们有块地。
And our family has a piece of land.
那因为 uncle 过世嘛，对啊，过世那很可怜啊，所以就把这个地啊就暂时给他们，给那个婶婶呢。
So Grandpa gave the land to my uncle's family, and the condition was after the children of my uncle are all married, then the land would be back to us.
结果他的孩子们都长大了，结婚了。
And the children got married.
那我们要卖这个土地啊。
And we were going to sell the land.
所以我们就要要求啊，他们归还。
So we asked them to give it back.
但是他们不归还。
But they wouldn't.
哦，怎么好话就是不归还呢？
And they just would not.
那只好就是透过法院来解决的。
In the end, we had to report it.
那感谢主啊，那法院就要替我们主持公道啊。
And thank the Lord, the court exercised justice.
法院就派人啊，到我们那个地方，到我们地哈、啊，那个土地上量好哦，你们地是从哪里到哪里啊？这个地方是你们的啊，就把那个地方还给我们。
The court sent someone to measure the land and returned it to us.
啊，法院出面来解决。
The court handled it.
说这些人啊，是为着我们服务啊。
So these people are serving us.
啊，我们缴税就缴给他们，就是当我们有需要的时候，他们能够为我们伸冤的。
When we need them, they can avenge for us.
所以透过政府来解决我们的冤情，这是合理合法的。
So it's reasonable and legal to have the government handle the evil things.
也是合乎圣经的。
And it's according to Bible.
所以第一个，我们可以透过政府的管道来解决。
First, the government can handle it for us.
当时主耶稣也是设一个比喻嘛。
And the Lord Jesus also made a parable.
请看路加福音。
Let's read Gospel of Luke.
路加福音十八章。
Luke chapter 18.
路加福音十八章的第一节。
Luke 18 verse 1。
路加福音十八章第一节，那耶稣设一个比喻，是要人常常祷告，不可灰心。啊，所以耶稣用这个，就要为了要勉励人常常祷告，不要灰心，所以就设了一个比喻。啊，这个比喻呢，是他们在当时日常生活当中啊发生的事情，所以主耶稣一讲以后呢，那大家都能够听得明白。
And the parable, the purpose was to tell people not to lose heart when they pray, and the parable was very relatable.
So, 你看这边也是一个不义官啊，他也是他本来是不想管呐。
And it was an unrighteous judge.
因为钱多收啊，这个他大概案子接太多了，接不完了，说啊，这不要来烦我。可是他后来呢，还是想一想，还是要起来帮他办理呀。
And the unjust judge did not want the trouble, but later on, they kept.She kept asking, so the judge woke up to take care of it.
所以在古时候就有这种政府机关的人啊，为百姓来伸冤的事情。
So in the past, there were these government that will take care of business.
但万一这一步也走不通的话
，If this does not work out,
万一啊，你的冤情啊，真的是政府的人他们也查不清楚啊。
Even if the government cannot figure it out,
那他们不能够主持公道。
They cannot exercise justice.
那怎么办呢
？What can we do?
那只好就是让神来管理呀。
You can let God handle it.
啊，把整个案子啊，就交托给神。
You give the case to God.
啊，神会看人的念心。
God will look inside the heart.
啊，也不是说我们说神啊，你要帮助我，那神就帮助你啊。神要看你的念心啊，是不是真的？你是不是很念心？是不是？这个动机是不是单纯呢
？God will search your heart and search your intentions.
啊，是不是真的有道理呀、啊、
？To see if you have right reasons.
那只有神知道了哈。
Only God knows.
所以神他会鉴察人的心。
God will search your hearts.
那神啊，并不偏袒任何一方啊。
And God does not show impartiality.
所以我们看神在处理这个亚伯拉罕家里面事务的时候， God, 家务事啊。
When God took care of the business in for Abraham.
那神处理的方法跟我们的想法是不一样的。
The way God solved it was different from our way of thinking.
我们看当夏甲哈给亚伯拉罕做妻子以后
，After Hagar was given to Abraham as a wife，
哇，那她真的怀孕了呢。
And she got pregnant.
那怀孕以后，她就轻视、藐视她主人的妻子撒拉。
But she despised her master's wife Sarah.
啊，当然，撒拉很不高兴啊。
Of course, Sarah was upset.
啊，撒拉就生气了。
Sarah got mad.
就苦待啊，这个夏甲。
Then she treated unfairly to Hagar.
啊，这个夏甲就逃啊。
So Hagar flew.
啊，逃走了。
After she flew.
啊，逃走在旷野地方，就神啊就找到夏甲。
In the wilderness, God found Hagar.
说你回去啊，你的主人那里。
He said, "Return to your master."
那当我们有的人会说，那就跑啊，逃啊。
You know, of course, some of us will say, just go away.
啊，你也可以生活啊。
You can live on your own.
啊，我可以帮助你啊。
I can help you.
但是神不这么认为啊。
But that's not what God thinks.
神说，你就回去。
God says, go back.
因为当时啊，也是他们说好的要把夏甲啊，给亚伯兰为妻子啊。
Because it's already agreed that Hagar will be a wife of Abraham.
那夏甲也会生一个孩子。
And Hagar will give birth.
就是以实玛利。
To Ishmael.
所以神说你回去要服在你主人太太的手下。
So God says, go back to your master's wife.
也就神是这么决定的。
That's God's decision.
那第二次呢、这个孩子一出生以后。
And after the child was born.
那过了几年呢，莎拉也生了一个孩子。
And after a few years, Sarah also gave birth.
哇，这两个孩子都玩在一起、啊、
And they played together.
他长大以后，莎拉想一想，哎，不对啊，我的孩子 才是正的，我是正房啊。
And when they grew up, Sarah thought she,、her child was the promised one.
所以我的孩子啊，才能承受产业的。
Only he can receive inheritance.
所以他的建议啊，他的先生啊，亚伯拉罕把夏甲还有他的的儿子啊，以实玛利赶出去呀、啊。
So she asked her husband to cast away Hagar.
哎，神要去怎么处理呢
？How did God solve it？
啊，神这次就不是说啊，你回去。
God did not say go back this time、
哎。不是啊，神处理方法不是说一味的不变说啊，回去什么都回去，不是啊。
God's solution is not always the same。
啊，神是看当时的案例啊来决定事情的。
God judged on the context。
神就说，嗯。对，那这次要听撒拉的，因为撒拉说把他赶出去了。
God says this time you have to listen to Sarah.
啊，所以亚伯拉罕就真的把夏甲跟以实玛利赶出家门。
So Abraham casted Hagar away.
所以这个是很奇妙的。
This is very wonderful.
这个都是神的旨意。
This is will of God.
因为神的旨意让这个事情发生了。
The will of God allowed it to happen.
也是为了让以后哈留下一个伏笔呀。
And
伏笔就是为了以后要做一个做一个比喻，所以那保罗就用这个啊来当做犹太教跟耶稣当时耶稣基督这个教啊来做一个比喻。
And later on, Paul used the example to compare Judaism and Christianity.
那这个比喻呢也是跟真耶稣教会有关系。
And this parable has to do with True Jesus Church.
所以这个比喻呢一直沿用到今天呢。
And we still use this example today.
说当时神这样处理，说是为着要让今天哈，我们知道什么叫真耶稣教会。
God solved it this way so that today we can know what is true Jesus Church.
啊，这个很重要。我们当然以后我们只要是有机会的话，大家可以查考。
It is very important if we have the chance, we will study this.
真耶稣教会是按照应许来出现的。
True Jesus Church was according to the promise.
啊，不是以人意来出现的。
It's not according to the will of man.
而神有神。解决方法。
And God has His own way to solve things.
所以我们就让神来解决。
We let God solve it.
那我们就是安静，忍耐等候神的处理。
And patiently wait for God's guidance.
那神处理可能马上就处理好啊。
When God solves it, it may be instant.
哦，好像当时这个有人啊反对摩西啊。
Just like someone.
可拉党啊，可拉党党这些名望的人反对摩西。
Just like the Korah opposing Moses.
哇，那摩西要就交托给神啊。
And Moses handed over to God.
那神就马上处理。
And God solved it right away.
哇，把这些，把这些啊反对摩西的人呢、啊，都叫来。
And he called all those who opposes Moses.
然后当时神就什么地裂开啊，把这些反对摩西的人啊，全部啊都活埋在地底下。
Then God opened the earth, and all these people fell in.
所以有些时候神是马上处理的。
So God solved it right away.
但是有些时候呢，是要忍，要忍耐等候了。
But sometimes we have to wait.
好像约瑟在监狱里头，他是忍耐等候啊。
Just like Joseph in prison, he was waiting.
哦，他当时就告诉这个膳长跟酒正呢。
He told the chief baker and the cupbearer.
好像是告诉这个酒正说：“您将来出监以后，您要在法老面前啊，替我伸冤呢。”
He told the cupbearer, "When you get out, you have to tell Pharaoh about me."
啊，但是酒正忘记了。
But the cupbearer forgot.
那经过一年两年都忘记了。
After a year or two, he still forgot.
啊，等到一个时机啊成熟了，神才处理啊。
When the timing was right, God solved it.
才让他出监。
God took him out of prison.
所以有些时候我们必须要忍耐。
Sometimes we have to wait.
那启示录那边我们看那些啊古圣徒啊被杀了，古圣徒他们也是在喊冤啊，说啊主啊，你什么时候才要为我们伸冤呢、啊？
In Revelation, when the saints were killed, they also cried out, "When will you avenge us?"
然后有声音说：“再等啊，再等啊，等到骗死的。”
And they were saying, "When do we have to wait until?"
所以有些时候必须要忍耐等候。
We have to wait sometimes.
那神一定会伸冤的。
But God will avenge.
但是在这个等候的过程当中，我们会或许会认为我们损失很大，而且很常气在心里头。
And when this process of waiting, we feel that we lose out on a lot.
所以我们觉得很着急呀。
So we become very rushed.
但是那个时候急也没用啊。
But it's pointless to be rushed.
因为神替我们伸冤呢，可能会以各种不同的方式来为我们伸冤。
Because God will avenge us in different ways.
可能不是按照我们所理解的哈。对方欠你十块钱，那就给你十块钱，可能不是这个啊。
Maybe it's not the simple way that we can understand.
可能对方都没还你钱呢。
Maybe the other half will not return you the money.
对方欠你十块钱，对不对
？When they owe you money.
灵动的神就是让他还我十块钱，就事情就解决了。
You think that God will make them return, give it back, then the problem is solved.
但是神的意思可能就这样，算了吧，这十块钱就给他。
But maybe God's will is to forget it.
我另外给你二十块。
I will give you another.
可能这是神的方法。
This is the way of God.
但是我们一说神啊，你要让他给我十块钱呢、啊。
But our way of thinking is that for them to give it back.
说神的方法是高过我们的方法。
But God's way is higher than our ways.
我们相信神有这个能力。
We need to believe in God's power.
有没有相信神是能够叫一个死人从死里复活的
？To believe that God can resurrect the dead.
说神能够把更多的给我们。
God can give us more.
说为什么我们求神生育的时候，我们要凭着信心呢
？So why do we have to have faith?
所以我们在受冤屈的时候，我们要怎么做
？When we are wrong, what can we do?
第一个就是可以寻法律的管道上诉。
First, we can report it to the court.
那第二个，就是凭着爱心，我们宁可吃亏的。
Second is with love, we rather be taken advantage of.
请看哥林多前书。
Let's read 1 Corinthians.
哥林多前书第六章。
First Corinthians chapter 6.
第六章。第六节到第八节
verse 6 to 8.
第六节到第八节，你们竟是弟兄与弟兄告状啊，而且是告状在不信主的人的面前。第七节
7.
那你们彼此告状，这已经是你们的大错了。为什么不情愿受欺呢？为什么不情愿吃亏呢？你们倒是欺压人，亏负人。况且所欺压的，所亏负的又是弟兄。所以我们要怎么样能够把这个亏啊，这个忍下来，这个把它吃掉啊
？So how can we accept wrong？
这个本来是很难的呢。
It is very difficult。
因为这个金钱啊、财务都是很现实的，我们没有这些东西是很难生活的。
Because money is very real, we cannot live without it。
但是呢，我们就凭着信心呢。
But with faith。
第一个，我们就凭着爱心，好，那这个你要的话就给你。
Second, with love, we will let them keep it。
因为神能够把更多的给我们呢
？Because God can give us more。
所以我们被欺压的时候，我们千万哈，请大家记住，千万我是告诉自己啊，因为每一个人都会碰得到啊。所以第一个，不要看我们损失什么。
So first, when we are cheated, we cannot look at what we lost。
不要看我们损失什么。
And we cannot look at what we lose。
相反，要看我们得到什么。
But we have to instead look at what we gain。
当然，我们现在在受苦当中啊，在受欺压当中，我们还。看不到我们得到什么。
In suffering, we have to see what we gain.
但是以信心的眼睛，我们已经看到得到什么。
With the eyes of faith, we can see it.
因为从古至今呢，从古至今，从亚伯拉罕的时代一直到现在，已经几千年时间了。
So thousands of years from the time of Abraham.
这个定律是不改变的。
This does not change.
神一定会补偿的。
That God will give it back.
我们看约瑟他被关在监牢里头啊。
When Joseph was put in prison.
他损失了13年的青春呢。
He lost 13 years of his life.
17岁被出卖。
He was sold in 17 years old.
13年的青春都消磨掉了。
He lost 13 years of his life.
他损失了。
He lost.
但是他没有看这个损失。
But he did not look at his loss.
因为他一直往他的梦想啊，他以前做过梦嘛，他一直往这个梦想前进。
Because he continued to walk towards the dream that he had.
他虽然不知道这个梦是什么意思啊，是神要怎么来补偿他。
He did not know the meaning of the dream.
他也没有想到说有一天他会当宰相。
He did not know that he will be the minister.
但他一定要是想到说神一定会给我什么的。
But he knew that God will give him something.
他等待神的时候。
He was waiting on God's timing.
他内心一定是这样想的。
That's what he thought.
只要不会这样想的话，神不会跟他同在的。
If he didn't think that way, God would not abide with him.
所以一定他跟神的是连接上关系。
So he was connected with God.
所以我们今天也是一样。
It's the same for us today.
我们虽然是损失很多。
Even though we lose a lot.
但是请大家不要看这些损失啊。
But please don't look at your loss.
假如在没有办法在经过政府协调也没有办法得到答案的时候。
If the court cannot solve it.
我们只要是愿意把它交给神呢。
If we can give it back to God.
我们一定要等候。
Then we have to wait.
我们不要看这个损失。
We cannot look at the loss.
因为神一定会补偿的。
Because God will make it up to us.
补偿给我们还是补偿给我们的子孙，我不知道啊。
We don't know if he will make it up to us or our children.
但是神一定补偿。
But God will make it up.
啊，有位弟兄啊，他跟他的朋友合买一些土地啊。
There was a brother who purchased a land with his friend.
哇，这个他的朋友都是选那个好的土地。
And his friend chose a better land.
啊，这个好的土地，你看马路旁边啊，怎么样都是他的朋友选走的。
So all the good lands were chosen by his friend.
啊，把那个不好的土地啊给我们弟兄啊。
So he gave the brother worse lands.
啊，我们弟兄都没关系啊。
The brother said it's fine.
他宁可吃亏啊。
He can accept wrong.
没关系。
It's fine.
神怎么补他呢
？How did God make it up to him?
后来啊，这个政府宣布土地重划，重新规划。
The government said that they will plan the city.
就变成他的朋友的那个土地啊，就一文不值啊。
So the land that his friend had was valuable.
我们弟兄的土地啊，刚好在他重新规划那个道路的旁边啊。
And the brother's land became right by the roadside.
哇，结果土地的增值啊。
So he gained a lot from his land.
啊，这个谁想得到
？Who can think this way?
谁让政府机关去动他的心啊？去这个土地重划、重新规划
？Who made the government plan the city?
我们弟兄哪里有这个能力
？But our brother cannot think this way.
因为这个弟兄已经准备吃亏，他准备心里面已经 take it， 已经接受说好，我吃亏就吃亏了。
Because the brother was going to take it and be cheated.
神帮他伸冤呢。
But God avenged him.
所以我们也要凭着爱心啊，叫宁可吃亏，无所谓的。
So with love, it's fine to accept wrong.
不然的话，我们会难过，生活你会很难过，真的。
Or else life will be very difficult.
我们知道袁世凯怎么死的。
How can we die?
以前有这个袁世凯，我们都知道哈。袁世凯他气死的啊，慢慢而死啊，他气死啊，所以我们不要气死哈，我们就放开心情啊，没关系啊，凭着爱心宁可吃亏。
It's okay, we can accept wrong with love.
再来是凭着信心啊，凭着信心啊，宁可让步。
Second is with faith we can step back.
我们看罗马书
，Let's read Romans
十二章十九节
，Chapter 12 verse 19.
罗马书十二章十九节
Romans chapter 12 verse 19
亲爱的弟兄啊，不要自己伸冤，宁可让步，听凭主怒。
Beloved, do not avenge yourself, but rather give place to wrath.
啊，这个一定要有信心呢。
We need to have faith.
听凭主怒。
Give place to God's wrath.
有的时候我们会受到伤害。
Sometimes we will be harmed.
好像昨天有见证啊说两个弟兄啊，他们有冲突了。
Yesterday, there's a testimony of a conflict between brothers.
啊，大家都觉得他心里面受到伤害。
Everyone feel that they were wronged.
啊，没有人愿意啊，先跟对方说声道歉。
Neither of them wanted to apologize first.
结果两方面都受苦了。
So both parties suffered.
但是我们要凭着信心。
But with faith.
我们想说哈，神。医好伤心的人
God will comfort those who are sad.
因为哈，我们受到伤害以后，其实我们的朋友没有办法来叫做pay you back 啊，就是没有办法来偿还呢。
When we are hurt, our friends cannot pay us back.
只有神才能够医好伤心的人啊。
Only God can comfort us.
我们人不能够医好伤心的人啊。
Humans cannot comfort others.
所以我们看那个马太福音的比喻啊。
The parable in Matthew.
啊，有一个人欠另外一个人钱，你看一千万银子。
There was someone who owed 10,000 silver.
啊，圣经说我没有办法 pay you back， 我没有办法偿还你啊。
The servant said, "I cannot pay you back."
所以啊，别人。恢复我们的话，其实他们没有办法偿还我们的。
When someone owes us, they cannot pay us back.
那恢复就是也是一种罪啊。
Because that's a part of a type of sin.
可能是他内心骄傲，说他讲话说对你很冲，对你很不客气啊。
Maybe someone is proud and not polite to us.
啊，这个骄傲就是罪啊。
And this pride is a sin.
他只要是柔和谦卑的态度，你哪里会受到伤害
？If they're gentle and humble, how can you be hurt?
你就好办事啊。
It's easy.
因为这个人很好相处啊。
Because they're easy going.
啊，他也不会随便生气啊。
They will not get angry.
所以你就不会受到伤害啊。
So you will not be hurt.
啊，一个人会受到伤害。
When one is hurt,
一定对方啊，那个刺很多了，棱角很多，所以就处处都是会伤害到你的。
It must be that the other person has always hurt you.
所以这个就是因为罪的关系啊。
That's because of sin.
所以罪的关系，他怎么去 pay you
if
back？
If
不可能的。
If they have sinned, it's impossible to pay you back.
所以我们也不要要求他要 pay me back， 不要要求他 pay us back。
So we should not require them to pay us back.
这是罪的问题。
Because that's sin.
所以他没有办法偿还你。
They cannot pay us back.
我们不要要求他偿还。
We do not require it.
啊，怎么办
？What do we do?
Let it go， 赦免他。
We just let it go.
神对我们也是一样的。
It's the same for God.
好多事情其实我们没有办法去 pay back。
Many things we cannot pay back to God.
没有办法偿还。
We cannot pay it back.
神就说啊，算了算了，没有办法，就算了，就原谅。
And but God says it's fine.
啊，就宣布说啊，你没有欠我了，那就一笔勾销了。
God says is you don't owe me anything.
啊，所以你看昨天周总要讲的那个例子啊，那两个弟兄后来也是大家互相赦免了。
And Pastor chose an example: the two brothers forgave each other.
用基督耶稣的精神来赦免对方啊。
With the spirit of Christ, they forgave each other.
只有神才能够医好伤心的人。
Only God can cure those who are sad.
所以我们一定要凭着信心。
So we have to have faith.
因为这是跟罪有关系。
Because it's about sin.
有人互相亏负的话，都是跟罪有关系。
If someone owes another, that's a sin.
那罪有关系的话，你不要预期对方要偿还你，不可能的。
If it is a sin, you cannot expect them to pay back.
你怎么叫他不能骄傲？
You cannot tell them not to be proud.
骄傲的人都是不认为自己骄傲的。
The proud do not think they are proud.
贪心的人也不会认为自己是贪心的。
The greedy do not think they are greedy.
嫉妒的人也不会认为自己是嫉妒别人的。
The jealous will not think they are jealousy.
都不会。
They won't.
所以他不认为自己有错。
They don't think they are wrong.
所以很难说你要 pay me back.
It's hard for them to pay back.
只能够放他走啊。
We can just only let it go.
凭着信心赦免他，宁可让步。
With faith, we take a step back and forgive them.
再来就是不为恶所胜。
And to not be overcome by evil.
反而以善胜恶。
But overcome evil with good.
我们要做一个神的使者。
We have to be messenger of God.
我们要能够代表神。
We represent God.
我们神的使者要代表神呢，要代表神。
We have to represent God.
那最后啊，虽然我们被欺负的时候
，And lastly, when we are oppressed,
我们遭受到不公平的待遇
，We're treated unfairly.
那我们会哭啊
，We'll cry，
所以哭是很正常的
，And crying is normal。
不要说哎呀，你不够坚强啊，怎么会哭啊？拜托，哭是个正常的。
Do not say that crying is a sign of weakness。
所以圣经也是说
，And Bible says，
晚上哭一哭就好了
，It's okay, you can cry at night。
那到了早晨啊，就必欢呼
，But morning you will rejoice。
我们请看诗篇
，Let's look at Psalms。
诗篇三十篇第五节
，Psalm 30 verse 5。
三十篇第五节
Psalm 30 verse 5
三十篇第五节因为他的怒气啊，不过是转眼之间啊，他的恩典啊，是一生之久一束便虽然有哭泣早晨便必欢呼啊，这个是谈到神啊，对人的一种恩典啊。
This is a grace that God has for man
啊，神的怒气不过是很短暂的。
His anger is but for a moment.
啊，但是他的恩典呢是一辈子的。
His favor is for life.
所以我们虽然呢在神的这种苦难当中呢
，in the suffering in God.
啊，像大卫一样
，like David.
大卫是很被冤枉的，他根本就没有什么错了。
David was accused. He didn't do anything wrong.
但是扫罗王还是要逼迫他。
But King Saul was persecuting him.
啊，只能够交托神了。
He can only give it to God.
虽然他很辛苦啊，他哭啊。
He was in difficult situation. He cried.
但是很快，这个时间就过去了。
But it passed.
就早晨必有欢呼啊。
And joy comes in the morning.
所以我们也是一样要凭着信心。
So also we need to have this faith.
我们既然把案子交托给神
，If we give it over to God,
我们要相信啊，相信虽然现在我很辛苦啊。
We believe that even though it may be hard now,
但是到了早晨呢，我就会欢呼。
But in the morning, we will rejoice.
因为神能够把更多的给我。
Because God can give us more.
神的恩典是一辈子之久了。
His favor is for life.
所以神的恩典会发生在我们身上。
And His favor will be shown on us.
所以大家一定要忍耐，大卫也是忍耐。
So we have to endure like David.
他忍了15年之久啊。
Endured for 15 years.
他到十几岁的时候，年轻的时候就开始被扫罗王追杀。
When he was a teenager, he was pursued by King Saul.
躲躲藏藏。
He was always hiding.
经过了十几年以后
，After 10 some years,
他才比较稳定啊。等到扫罗王死了以后
，After King Saul died, he was safe.
啊，神就为他伸冤了。
Then God avenged him.
十五年当时很长的时间了。
15 years is a long time.
但是在这十五年，我们能够做什么
？But what can we do in those 15 years？
我们真的是不能够做什么
？We can do nothing。
只能够交托神呢、啊、
？We can only entrust it to God。
那交托神以后，我们就是要忍耐等候啊。
When we entrust it, we have to wait patiently。
我们十五年辛苦，但是也是过去的。
Even though 15 years is a long time, but it passed、嗯。
就欢呼就来到。
Then joy came。
那就我们要做一个正确的选择，我们调整我们的心态。
So we have to make the right decision and adjust our attitude。
啊，那我们现在要祷告了。
We'll pray now。
祷告就是求圣灵的充满。
We pray for the fullness of Holy Spirit.
因为圣灵当中会给我们力量。
As Holy Spirit will give us strength.
会让我们想到神圣经里面的道理。
To remember the words in the Bible.
我们所学习的道理。
To remember the words that we learn.
当这个情况来的时候。
When we face the situation.
我们要怎么做怎么办。
What can we do?
我们圣灵当中会指示我们会告诉我们提醒我们。
Holy Spirit will remind us and guide us.
所以我们就祈求圣灵的能力更新来帮助我们。
So we ask for the renewal of the Holy Spirit.
让我们真的按照圣灵所给我们的智慧去做。
So according to the Bible, we can live.
我们就会有平安。
Then we will have peace.
所以假如愿意接受按手祷告的，就到前面来。
So if you're willing to receive laying of hands, please come.
当然，祷告在每个地方祷告都一样。
Of course, prayer is the same anywhere.
神是看着念心的。
God sees the heart.
你在家里祷告也可以啊。
You can pray at home too.
但是大家既然来了哈。
But if we're here already.
那来了之后了，你说是有个时间要专心祷告。
Then we spend the time to focus in prayers.
那就凭着信心。
And with faith.
啊，你假如希望传道长子能够帮你按手祷告的话，那就到前面来。
If you wish for the minister to lay hand on you, please come forward.
我们要专心祷告啊。
And we focus.
不管是在前的在后的都一样都专心祷告。
In the front or in the back, it's the same. We have to focus.
好，一起来祷告。
Let's pray.